Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich of Crime Talk, and thank you for tuning in. We have a busy docket again today. First, things just went from bad to worse for R. Kelly. Second, the state of Pennsylvania goes death in the case of Lisa Schneider. Is this just speculation, or is this a slam dunk case? Third, Lori Vallos removes the judge hearing her case. Fourth, the murderer of Michael Jordan's father is up for parole on a life sentence. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich of Crime Talk, and thank you for tuning in. First, thank you for watching. We couldn't do this without you. Second, if you haven't already done so, please hit that little subscribe button, hit that little bell, and receive notifications of when we put out new content. And as always, leave us a comment about what we discuss. We do care what you have to say. And ask a question, because we will answer them either here on video or we'll try to answer them in the comment section. Now, first on the docket, R. Kelly, you know, the musician who's had lots of trouble. Well, things just went from bad to worse. That's right. Just when you think R. Kelly's troubles couldn't get any worse, they have. Mr. Kelly has just been hit with a new indictment related to two new alleged victims, of whom they were under 18 when it is alleged that he was having sexual intercourse with them back in 2015. Now, this indictment comes out of the Eastern District of New York and includes charges of coercion, enticement, coercion of a minor, and transportation of a minor across state lines. This is bad stuff. R. Kelly already had an uphill battle, but things just got from bad to worse. What happens? Well, they keep talking to these individuals, and these individuals who are making these allegations are coming forth and telling more information as they prepare for trial, which is resulting in these new charges coming about. Mr. Kelly has also been charged with racketeering charges, which include allegations he used force, threats of force or physical restraint, and threats of a physical restraint against a victim. And in this particular case, all his victims are children, and it's not good for him. Now, R. Kelly had a girlfriend, now an ex-girlfriend, by the name of Azriel Clary. Now, she had claimed that everything that she had done when she was a minor was not a big deal, but now she's saying that she had been brainwashed by the singer R. Kelly, and he was forcing her to lie in public about their relationship. She ultimately has been released from the power of R. Kelly because he's not there to continually reinforce that. And she has come forward and is going to testify against Mr. Kelly as well. So he now has federal charges of 9 in New York and 13 in Illinois, as well as cases pending in state court in Illinois and Minnesota. R. Kelly is literally the poster child for don't mess with children poster child. He is not going to do well in prison. It looks like just realistically, it's going to be tough for him to beat every single one of these cases. He's now broke. He doesn't have the money to come forward, which is probably why his past acquaintances, posse, his crew, whatever they want to call them, are all fading away because the money is gone. We'll watch R. Kelly, and I think we're going to watch him fade away into the sunset, walking away behind the magic door with handcuffs, never to be seen or heard from again. Next on the docket, an absolutely horrific case out of Pennsylvania. The state of Pennsylvania has decided to go death against Lisa Schneider. Now, Lisa Schneider is the woman who is 37, and she claims, or through her attorney, she claims that her children must have hung themselves from dog collars in the basement as a murder-suicide pact. Well, The problem with that is apparently the authorities have searched Ms. Snyder's internet searches, and they found out that she was looking up various hanging methods online just prior to her ordering these dog leashes, which the children were ultimately found hanging from the rafters. She had also done some searches about basically dying of carbon monoxide poisoning in a vehicle. Now, the attorney for Ms. Snyder, and hey, he's doing his job, basically says this is all circumstantial evidence, and it is completely speculative on the part of the state to say that she did it. I'm sure the defense attorney is going to say, you can't say if it wasn't the children that were searching the internet for these results, for this information. We're going to have to wait and see. Obviously horrendous. This was the case at the preliminary hearing where the police officers became emotional, and most police officers are usually pretty tough and can kind of turn it off. But in this particular case, the officers literally had a tough time getting over it, seeing two children from the rafters in the basement. Next, Lori Vallow. This woman, I'm telling you, she's a sneaky one. She has filed through her attorney a motion to recuse or to remove the judge that was the same judge that heard her bond argument and was to have the preliminary hearing in front of that particular judge. Apparently in Idaho, there's a very unique statute, and that statute allows under the Idaho criminal rules, that allows any party in a case to disqualify one judge. Well, Ms. Vallow and her attorney took it out on the judge that was appearing before her for the bond argument, as well as the preliminary hearing. I don't know why they thought that would be good. I'm not going to even speculate. The judge seemed fair to me. He, in fact, reduced her bond from $5 million to $1 million. Maybe they think they're going to get a better draw of judges. Who knows? Well, the attorney for Ms. Vallow, Mark Means, requested that the judge be removed, and he also requested that the preliminary hearing be postponed from March 18th to May 7th. Now, the judge who was asked to remove himself, Judge Farron Eddins, received this motion on Friday and ultimately signed the motion today. The preliminary hearing also is now moved to May 7th per the motion of the defense stating that they need additional time to review the discovery. Can't imagine how voluminous or lengthy would be. It would also seem like if the children weren't abandoned, that Ms. Vallow would be in the best position to tell her attorney where those children were and simply send an investigator out to talk with them and speak with them and make sure that they're okay, or perhaps to come up with a theory that perhaps they ran away on their own, kind of like Ms. Snyder. It must have been a murder-suicide pact, I'm sure. So we'll wait and see. Ms. Vallow, her attorney, is doing what lawyers do, and that's zealously represent her client. We'll see if it pays off to her benefit. Next on the docket, Michael Jordan. Yes, the famous basketball player, the owner of the Charlotte Hornets, as well as a great golfer and a cigar smoker. Many people may not know that his father was actually the victim of a homicide. His father, James Jordan Sr., was shot to death in 1993, specifically in July of 1993. He was traveling. He had pulled over to a rest stop in North Carolina, whereupon ultimately two gentlemen by the name of Larry Demery and Daniel Andre Green shot Mr. Jordan, threw his body over a bridge. His body was found some 11 days later, and these two individuals were convicted of first-degree murder and armed robbery. They received a life sentence, both of them. It appears that now Mr. Demery, who's now 44, is being considered for parole through an agreement or a program that they have in North Carolina called the Mutual Agreement Parole Program. And apparently this program is designed to prepare selected inmates for release through structured activities, schedule progression in custody levels, participation in community-based programs, and established parole dates. Now, in most states, most people would think that if you get a life sentence, that that's what it means. But that is not the case. In many, many states, a life sentence means that you are eligible to be released after 20 years, 30 years. And so it doesn't necessarily mean life without parole. It's just a life sentence. I think it will be interesting if this gentleman actually does it, simply given the celebrity nature of the victim and obviously the celebrity nature of the victim's son, Michael Jordan. If I was on that parole board, I think I would be very, very hesitant to let this individual out, but we'll see if they will in fact do it. Makes you wonder, if somebody commits murder, should it be life without parole, or do you think that people can change and redeem themselves after, say, 25, 30 years in prison? Let me know in the comments below. Next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. And our dumb criminal contestant of the day is a gentleman by the name of Tyler Hardiman. Now, Mr. Hardiman is given the presumption of innocence. It was alleged that he was engaging in a verbal argument with the victim at a residence in Tampa, Florida. And this squabble alleges that Hardiman, now 23, threw a McDonald's hamburger at the defendant's head, according to the complaint. The McDonald's hamburger apparently hit the victim in the left ear, but did not cause any injury. It's also alleged that then Mr. Hardiman, thinking that the injury was not sustained by the hamburger, also threw a vaping device, striking the victim in the left knee, causing a redness and a laceration, i.e. a cut. If that's not enough to get yourself a domestic violence, when the victim runs away, don't try to grab them, pulling the shirt off of the victim. Obviously, Hardiman was arrested for domestic and aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, i.e. the hamburger. He will probably lose his job at the local liquor store where he works as a packer. He faces these felony charges, and what Mr. Hardiman needs to realize is that anything can be a deadly weapon. A lot of people think that, oh, it's just a gun, it's a knife, it's a hammer. No, a deadly weapon can be anything, including a hamburger. I have seen a pillow charge as a deadly weapon. Hands, foot, feet, shoe. Anything can be a deadly weapon, Mr. Hardiman. But for you not knowing, you're maybe not dumb, but you've done a dumb thing with that hamburger. But you are our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Now the question then becomes, who is our dumb criminal contestant winner of the week? And yes, and the dumb criminal contestant of the week is my favorite this week, Mr. Savraz Shakur. Mr. Shakur is the one that broke into a vehicle, stole a roll of toilet paper, leaving five other rolls in there. Total value of the theft, $1, but he got a felony charge because he went into the automobile to commit a crime therein, hence burglary of an automobile. Mr. Shakur, you are our dumb criminal contestant winner of the week. Congratulations. Hope you all had a great week. Thanks for watching Crime Talk. Have a great day.